Hello, my name is Usha Patel, and I'm the Director of Productivity Coaching with Keystone Partners Group, and I'd like to welcome you today to The Path. And this series is really designed for you to learn the success strategies, and today I'm really excited. I'd like to introduce you to Valerie Stripak. She is the productivity coach for our Bluebell office, and also Jen Bowden. And she is one of our new agents, our rising star, and you're gonna really, really love listening to some of the things she has to share with you today. So welcome, Valerie.
Thank you.
And welcome, Jen.
Thank you.
Let's just get started with you, Jen. I'd like to ask you about what you did before you started real estate.
Okay. After graduating college with my criminal justice degree, I got into social work, and with that I did child abuse investigations and child sexual abuse investigations. I ran with that for about 5 years. It does tend to have a high turnover rate, but I didn't see that as where I saw my future going. I tended to be, well, I learned that I was more business-minded.
Yeah.
And so with that, I went into luxury business sales. I did sales
awesome.
For a couple of years, about, you know, 3 or 4 years. And after that, my husband and I decided to start a family. We had 2 children over a 3-year period. And then from there, he wanted me to stay home and take care of the family for a little bit.
Right.
I wasn't quite sure that that was for me, so after my first child was 6 months old, I decided to go and get my real estate license. So my husband and I had bought and sold 3 houses of our own, and after the third time, I felt like we used the same agent each time, and after the third time, I felt like I was doing most of his job. So,
and you still use the same agent.
Correct, right.
And we can explore that because I think the viewers would find some good tips from that.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, so you use the same agent,
right.
And
I located our second and third houses, and so after the third time, I just really grew a passion for real estate myself. You know, because of doing it for myself.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided to go and start taking the classes. So my daughter was 6 months old, and I went and took the classes. Then we found out we were expecting another child, a son. So after he came, that's when I took the test and began my career.
Yeah. And, you know, for everyone listening today, there's going to be a lot of similar stories for them as well. Because real estate really does offer that flexibility to be at home, to start a family. And in fact, I think real estate, the whole industry started that way. There was a lot of women in real estate years and years ago, and dual careers, being able to take care of the children and do some business as well. So you're following that path and setting some really good results though. Valerie was telling me that in just over 2 years now, not only have you built a really good business for yourself, you also got selected to be on the Agent Leadership Council, which is, it's one of the highest opportunities that real estate agents have within the Keller Williams offices. And I want to congratulate you on that because
Thank
not
you.
Everybody gets that opportunity.
I'm honored to have been
yeah.
chosen.
Yeah.
It really set the tone, you know, for me that, you know, I chose the right path this time around, and
yeah.
I can really see my future here, and
yeah.
I can continue to grow my business.
Yeah.
And it gives me a whole new realm of supports.
When we started looking at creating this series for our community to learn about real estate and what success really, the strategies people are using, Valerie, you know, mentioned that you would be a really good candidate for this show, and the information that you would have for our viewers to, you know, all the different the tips and tricks and whatever you've used to get yourself to the level that you have. I'm going to come back to you. I'd like to introduce everyone to Valerie. Valerie, you've been a productivity coach now just for a year or so?
Almost a year, yes.
Yeah. And some of the viewers might have heard you from, you've been on my show before. And today we're actually going to explore a little bit more about how your passion continues to grow. Working with you over the last year, I've seen a lot of growth, and you really created a lot of results with the agents that you're coaching. Again, you know what? What is it that really drives you to help these agents to success?
Well, thanks for having me back, and it has been a great 11 months in the job. Seeing them succeed really drives me. That's the incentive. When they start in the business and they're quite perplexed about how they're going to get their business off the ground, where are they going to get their clients from, how are they going to structure their business. And at KPG, we have all the tools.
Yeah.
We have all the methods, all the systems. I have a lot of training resources within the office and even outside of the office to offer them, excuse me, to get that first transaction done. And then that gives them motivation to get the next one and the next one and build that business.
Yeah, and I know, Jen, you, as you got started, you had several different coaches because we've had some changes in our offices. Mm-hmm. So you had a lot of different styles, and I see the two of you side by side. There seems to be a lot of synergy in how you're working together in some of the things. Even after you graduate from coaching, share how that is all working out for you with some of our people that are listening today.
It was really easy to just connect with Val from the moment she started as the coach. You know, like you said, I've had, you know, three prior, two as a team. But Val made it really easy to connect. She, from the moment she started, really made it a point to get to know everybody on an individual basis, not just only in their real estate business, but on a personal level, and see how everybody, you know, ticks and what makes them work and what makes them want to succeed, what their big why is. So working with Val and using the tools from KPG and the Keller Williams, you know, office individually, she sets you up only for success. And given the opportunity, she, like I said, she gets to know you and knows what you need to succeed and how to talk to people. And she uses your strengths to do that.
Yeah, it's funny you say, you know, you mentioned the word strength, and even my coach, one of the key things that she focuses on with me is utilizing our strengths
right.
versus our weaknesses. I think sometimes we tend to spend so much time trying to fix all things that we're not good at versus finding people who could help us, you
right.
know. I know that for myself, working with Valerie, just recently we're putting an event together, and she's so good with organizing things that I'm just feeling so comfortable about her just doing all that, and already she's taken care of a lot of things. So as you say, working on our strengths. So for me, I've had to work on the organizational part, but it seems like she's a natural. And
absolutely.
Valerie,
okay.
Definitely. I you know, in the last couple of weeks working together with you, I would say that is also something that's helping you with how you're growing the coaching business and the program that you have, because from the time you started, you already have a lot more agents that you're coaching.
Yes.
Am I correct?
A lot more agents
yeah.
that I'm coaching
yeah.
and a lot more agents actively involved in building their business.
Yeah.
And that is very motivating.
Yeah.
Having the systems to train them.
Mm-hmm.
The program that you mentioned, BOLD, that we're going to be bringing into play next week
right.
is going to be a huge galvanizer for them.
Mm-hmm.
All the information, everything they need to make themselves successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, I think you closed about 150 transactions, or just over 150 transactions last year.
It was busy last year, but this year is going to be even busier.
You're excited about 2017.
I am very, yes.
Yeah. Where do you think that's going to go for you and some of the agents?
Well, I think they're going to have a very successful year. They're going to graduate out of the program. They're going to become agents like Jen, who are building their business very successfully. And hopefully some of them are future leaders for KPG and the Keller Williams offices within the organization.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely our goal, to be able to create these kind of opportunities for agents. I know certainly your team leader is a prime example.
Absolutely.
Right now, Dino, I see a lot of great things happening. Let's really just, go back to when you first got started. You've got two young children, and with some of the sales experience that you have had previously, how important was all that as far as the motivation, and not only the motivation, but your focus in utilizing the coaching, the training, the mentoring, and how that actually would be a benefit for some of the viewers?
Having the business sales background, that gave me the tools as far as client relationships and building upon those and making the connections with people and the follow-up especially. So that's what I came in with it, but then the tools that KPG and Keller Williams gave me were immeasurable. One of the reasons that I chose Keller Williams is because of the education. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just a coach that I could, you know, call upon, you know, once a month, and they would come to the office, and that's what I saw when I interviewed at other places, but it was a constant calendar of education. It was daily, if not, you know, several learning opportunities a day. Yeah. Having the coach gave me somebody that I could go to at any moment of any day with any questions. And those tools have given me immeasurable, you know, confidence in my business. Mm-hmm. And not at any point have I questioned whether it was the way I was dealing with a client or paperwork that I was, filling out. It just gave me the confidence that I needed, and I feel like that is what, in the end, absolutely has let me to grow and build my business as I have. So the tools that I had prior, they gave me what it is to continue and mm-hmm. let the business succeed. But it's Val and the education through KPG that has given me that confidence to build.
That's really a great testament to you, and in being a coach. Really, it's really, as coaches, we always say we can't coach someone who really does not want to be coached,
right,
or who resists the different things that will cause the success. I think Gary Keller says we're all born for success, we just get in our way of being successful. I think there's a lot of things that we tend to do to stop some of the success. And so success is really a choice. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you made that choice by engaging with the coach and utilizing some of the step-by-step strategies.
Right. It is what you make of it.
Yeah.
And you're given the tools.
Yeah.
You just have to take the opportunity to use and build on those tools to create your future.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of real estate offices have training. And there's training everywhere, I think, with technology and everything. The information is there. It's really what an individual is going to do mm-hmm. with that information. Some of the things just recently with my coach, we had discussed, it's not that people don't know what to do. We've got, here's a manual, you can read it. It's what you're going to do with it. You know, if there's a strategy, how are you going to utilize it and use it over and over again so that it's like a muscle working out. It builds and you become better with that skill.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and Valerie, as a coach, we have learned a lot about, 80% of success is psychology, and then the 20% is the skill. So you have a lot of your educational courses at your office working in conjunction with the education chair designed for all those different options for the agents?
Well, one of the great things about working with the educational chair is I can see where the agents need instruction. You know, hot topics, new things going on in our industry, or perhaps some old-fashioned, we need to, go back to some of the basics. So we'll talk about the calendar and we'll make sure that's on in the next 30 days, you know, or even quicker. And we'll call on instructors who have done it before, have been proven instructors, maybe from our office, also from KPG. We use some of the rock stars. You're coming tomorrow to start your first on customer experience. That's going to be amazing. So we offer so many different levels of training for those agents.
Yeah, I'm excited about the customer experience because I do believe that that's one of the things I was very focused on when I started my business, and that was one of the reasons 95% of our business was from past clients, family, friends, business associates. And I get very excited about sharing that information with the agents. And it's specifically very important as markets change, because the more you, the more we're focused on building those strong relationships, the business is going to be a lot more consistent despite the markets. Yeah, and so Jen, your business, as you got started, has it been specifically with your circle of influence? Where is most of your business coming from?
The majority of my business is from my circle of influence, my sphere. It's been a lot of personal referrals, which has been fantastic. I'm honored that people trust me with that, and you know, I've had several people send me 5 and 6 referrals, you know, so that's been the majority. But at the same time, it is from going in the morning and making my calls and having a team of people that are also there making those calls with me. So calling leads and expireds and for sale by owners. It's been quite the experience. I've learned so much being surrounded by other productive agents.
You've got a lot of successful agents in your office.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Some very, very high level agents doing 35, 50 million in volume in business. So there's a lot of great role models for
Absolutely.
You.
And I've latched on to them and surrounded myself by them. I make sure that I put myself in the office. You know, as real estate agents, we do have the opportunity to work from home. And work from different places, but I've found that work coming into the office and surrounding myself with these positive influences has absolutely furthered my business, has changed my mindset, and just given me tools, just listening. I can go in there and say nothing, do nothing, but just open my ears and listen, and it's a wealth of knowledge.
It's very, very nice to be able to have these role models, because that is definitely one of the things that's really important that successful people do. They surround themselves with people who are already successful and really engage with them in terms of mentorship and role modeling, which is very fantastic.
I've gone into other KPG offices and It truly is the family, you know, that people talk about and people describe, because everybody is willing to help. No matter where you turn or who you ask a question to, everybody is looking to help in any way they can.
I was on a coaching call this morning and speaking with one of the productivity coaches today, and we were talking about, she also has had tremendous success with agents, and one of the things that again came up with the progress that she's had is the engagement of people working together. It's really important, and definitely for our listeners today, to take that one thing and to remember to surround yourselves with people that are going to support your success.
Right, absolutely.
And engage with them, yeah. I want to come back to one thing that you said about getting several referrals from your clients. Those are your core advocates. And I really, to be able to create that kind of trust and a database with core advocates, the more you do that, the better and stronger your business is going to be as you continue to grow it. And imagine having 10, 15, 20 core advocates as part of your circle of influence. How do you think your business would be if that were to be the case for your next level?
Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. And sometimes these core advocates come where you least expect them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sister of a friend or somebody, and you know, you provide that level of care, and they keep sending back new business.
Yeah. So obviously you're providing exceptional customer experience. They're having a good time. They had a great experience while they are utilizing your services. Mm-hmm. They tell others, and those folks tell other people as well to call you. So it really is a referral machine, a referral-based business that you're building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If there was one thing that you believe is really the catalyst for creating these great, meaningful relationships, what do you think that would be for our listeners today?
For me, I would say it's responsiveness. I when I first meet people and I interview them, well, I should say they're interviewing me, and I ask, you know, what is the one thing that's, you know, the most important to you? And for the majority of them, it is, well, how quickly are you going to get back to me? When are you going to be available for me? And making myself available, I would say, has probably been one of the biggest things. So it's not just, I mean, clearly they can see my knowledge of the business so far when they ask me questions, but it's taking it to that personal level and, you know, giving them the care that they desire.
So when you say responsiveness as well, that doesn't mean they can call you at 11 o'clock at night, does it?
No, absolutely not. It's setting clear boundaries.
That's right. So you
yeah, you're your own boss, and that's what I love about this business, especially since, you know, as you mentioned, this is my second full-time job. Really,
right,
my first is my children and my family. And then it's real estate, and so it's setting the boundary. And I like to tell people a little bit about myself and where I came from, and this is my family, and what's my big why, why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I set the boundaries, and I let them know that this is when I'm available, and you know, I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. And people respect that you're giving them, you know, just clear expectations.
Yeah. Jen, you're saying a lot of so many important things, and I really hope that the listeners are writing down some of these key points, because you absolutely hit it on the nail, setting boundaries and really engaging them in your life as well, because I do believe the type of our business, the nature of our business, does allow us that as well.
Right.
And so it's a great thing that you created that from the very beginning. I know I was taught that from the beginning, and it really served me very well in my business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to circle back, Valerie, and that's regarding the education. We certainly talked about the customer experience we're bringing. What are the different types of sessions you have at your office that really not only meets the new agent, but the emerging agent and the mega agent? You've got a lot going on. So if you can just share a few of the topics with our viewers, just to give them an idea of what's available.
There's actually a lot of diversity within the program,
with
over 40 agents in the coaching program. And this year, we're certainly hoping to expand it to 60. It's really important that I have a good reading on who's at the beginner level, who's intermediate, And then there's agents who say, my business isn't where I want it to go, and I need accountability, so I'm going to sign on for coaching. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple agents who have years in the business,
yes,
and just weren't happy with their progress as they came from other offices and said, I'm going to go into Keller Williams coaching. So it's important that I tailor programs for them. Mm-hmm. Now, you really can't tailor programs for 45 people every day, but certainly we have three sessions. We three level of classes, I should say. Wednesday mm-hmm. evening, we'll go to those who have been in business maybe 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. We just started Saturday morning for some brand new agents transitioning from their other careers, so
wow.
they can go through the Ignite program.
So you really are offering some sessions during the weekend as well,
yes.
to allow the agents with dual careers the
yes.
opportunity to
yes.
engage.
We have many of those.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have at least 15 of those agents
okay.
whose goal is to transition into real estate.
Yeah.
And the only way they can get there is if they're able to build that business.
Yeah.
So that's my goal, to focus in. So we have the Saturday morning. And then I do one-on-ones for quite a few of those people. We'll schedule appointments. I'll do that a week in advance. Some have standing appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look at their business, see what strategies are working for them and what strategies should be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And also look at training, what they should be taking advantage of.
Yeah. So a lot of different levels of training.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Contracts, working on listings.
For sale by owner,
okay,
working with scripts,
mm-hmm.
role play, real play. I'm trying to introduce many of them to the upcoming Bold,
mm-hmm.
where they'll get a lot of that information
mm-hmm.
and also have the opportunity to really work within the framework of the office, all the agents, the seasoned
yeah.
agents
yeah.
who are going. And then we have on Thursday morning, we have a lead generation time
mm-hmm.
where everyone at every level is welcome to come, make the phone calls, or actually just listen to
yeah.
some of the pros if they're really just starting out and want to hear mm-hmm. how it's done.
Yeah. Your office just introduced something that's fun as well, right? Your team leader introduced a fun accountability.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to start next week, and everyone at all levels is welcome to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to throw out some challenges. And people who don't meet those challenges, well, that's where the fun's going to come in. I
yeah.
heard there's going to be, like, whipped cream pies. I heard there might be some head shaving involved, too.
And for accountability.
Yes, for
right,
accountability.
Right, yeah.
So.
And it really is focused around not just real estate, not just the business, because we do know that sometimes some people don't have a lot of energy because their health is not good. So some people are going to engage in maybe a health challenge,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps releasing some weight. And if they don't, they get to shave their hair.
Right, right.
That's okay.
Right. Healthy
so,
eating, more exercising, things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, so adding a lot of fun. Fun really is a part of our life and our world. And I always believe that when we make work so serious nothing else, time for nothing else, it can become draining.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited when I saw that. So Bluebell Office certainly is the place. I almost felt like coming over and signing up for something that would be a fun thing to do. So let's really, Jennifer, two children and time. Are you currently now, obviously you still have, the care responsibility for your children. In the beginning, how many hours did you put into your real estate career, and how much, where is it now? How have you been able to juggle all that?
When I first started, I was only doing Tuesday and Thursday mornings from about 7 to 1, let's say. 7, I would drop off my children
mm-hmm.
at daycare, preschool, and then I would work until 1 when I would pick them up. And then, if needed, time on the weekends, doing some open houses or attending, trainings when they were available. So over time, that has grown from 2 half days to 4 half days. And that's where I'm at now during the week. So I keep my business from, you know, 8 in the morning until about 1 in the afternoon. And then I spend my afternoons with my 3- and 4-year-old. And then, again, when my husband gets home, then I can make a few more follow-up calls that I need to for, you know, clients that are also working during the day, yeah. And that's their best time to talk. So that's worked out in my favor. And again, still doing some business on the weekends as needed.
Yeah. Yeah, we do know that the evenings is a good time to be able to reach out to people that we know and our community for any real estate needs that they would have. Yeah. Sometimes I think that new real estate agents feel that, you know, that might not be a great time, or I've had situations where agents feel, oh my gosh, that's not a good time, this is not a good time. And really, at the end of the day, it's all a good time,
right,
if you really just be disciplined to take those actions to reach out to people. And it sounds like that is something you've been really good at, with being disciplined.
Right. Thank you. And that's what works for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm blessed with the opportunity to be able to create my own schedule,
mm-hmm,
and not let somebody else or something else dictate my schedule. My family is first, and, you know, my career, of course, at this time in my life will be second. Once my children transition into full-time school, that's my plan, is to transition into full-time real estate, and that's been the plan from the beginning. So.
Yeah. Planning and then really executing the plan. You're a wonderful role model for people listening.
Thank
in
you.
How you can have a real estate career and create some financial income for your family,
right,
and not be completely stressed out in terms of, you know, putting in tons of hours and not getting any results.
Right, and that hasn't been the case,
yeah,
at all.
Yeah.
I've been able to work and build at my own pace,
mm-hmm,
and it's been very successful for me in a very short period of time. I feel working part-time, the success in the business that I've built in only 2.5 years so,
mm-hmm,
far is amazing. It surprised me. And being able to stick to my schedule but still work on my business as much,
yeah,
as I want to, and to grow my clients as I have, it's really worked out amazingly.
That's wonderful. And, you know, again, our focus being on agents that have dual careers and working real estate on a part-time basis or limited amount of hours,
mm-hmm,
I recently discovered that our operating partner, principal, Mike Campo, actually started his career as a part-time endeavor. I did not know that. And when I discovered that, I said, wow, this is so exciting, because, you know, we talk about, and Valerie, you were saying about 15 of your agents are,
mm-hmm,
are in that situation. When we learn these things, you know, about different people who are today very highly successful and started that way, and yet their focus was to go full-time and to create a business for themselves, it's very comforting to know that's the possibility,
mm-hmm,
and that's definitely an option for agents, should they choose to take that option,
mm-hmm,
and not allow it to stop them thinking that, you know, because of the limited hours.
The coaching program gives all those agents involved the opportunity to get to know each other. It's not just that one-on-one basis,
mm-hmm,
with Val. It's coming together to meetings and trainings and getting to know each other and seeing where each other stand in the business. And seeing that, you know, I'm not the only one who's doing this. You know, I'm not the only one that for somebody else might be working another job and trying to, you know, create a new career for myself. It also helps with, you know, confidence levels. It's you're not coming in feeling insecure, like I'm the only one who's doing this part-time and doing another,
yeah,
job. So I think that in itself is very helpful to other agents. And even for myself, after graduating from the coaching program, I've still kept myself active in Val's Rising Stars Facebook page, and I've gotten to know a lot of those agents, and they've come to me asking, how do you do it? You know, how do you make it work? And it's nice to now have gone from that position to be, you know, perhaps a mentor myself to some of these newer agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lovely thing to be able to create this environment where our newer agents are graduating, and because it's almost the paying it forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Creating that environment of helping others, because you were not there that long ago.
It was not that long ago.
And of course, the mega agents now, you know, you would have the ability to tap into their thought processes in how they got to where they are and how you also could get on that path.
That's the plan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Valerie, it's very exciting, a lot of the things happening with you with coaching. I really feel that you're really getting into the groove of what your path is now as a full-time productivity coach. Again, you know, when we really look at what makes you so easily approachable, what do you think for the viewers they should be looking at when they consider as they get started in a career, or if they're stuck with not being in production?
For those stuck not being able to produce,
they
really do need to seek help. You know, a group that's working in a productive manner, using certain strategies, proven strategies, whatever they're doing that hasn't worked, to continue to repeat it is a dead end path.
Right.
You really need to have somebody come in, find out what is stopping you. Sometimes get yourself out of the way. You need someone to remove your obstacles and set a new path, set new goals, retool.
I just had a little light bulb go off. It's the insanity path or the success path. Mm-hmm. Choose.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Because doing things that are not working and hoping that success is going to come, certainly in my time, I have seen agents not really embracing some of the things that need to be done, like scripts practice, like time blocking, doing some peer partnering with mm-hmm. the agents and practicing perhaps their listing consultation, objection handling, all those important things that are going to help them along with their career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really make inroads in their business plan. We can't hope that business is going to fall from the sky. We have to go out and get it, take every opportunity.
Yes, get purposeful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It really is a career that requires purpose and focus mm-hmm. and versus just
random
and thinking that, well, I'll just wing it mm-hmm. because then mm-hmm. that's the kind of results that you're going to get.
Sometimes you just have to get out of your own way.
So we had talked about strengths. So what do you think your one big strength is?
Jeez, that's a good question.
Because obviously you use that you know, in your business and in life to help you with the success that you're having.
I'd say my biggest strength right now would be my networking, and not just networking to gain new business, but networking with other agents and, you know, these top producing agents, and networking, you know, with the partners, you know, to gain new ideas mm-hmm. and to just kind of further my career in that way. Networking.
Yeah. So networking and learning from others who have gone before and implementing some of their strategies as well.
Right.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. And you, Val, you have some very wonderful strengths too. As some of the viewers are looking at leadership opportunities as well, what is it that you believe your strength is that's really giving you a lot of success? Because we have been celebrating some very, very good results and looking at a great 2017 ahead.
Yes, we are, and thank you for that. I think I'm willing to take risks, step into things that maybe I don't know 100%,
mm-hmm.
but I'll go in and learn quickly mm-hmm. and not be afraid to try it. And I'm also surrounded by a dynamic team now, Bluebell. It's going to be an awesome year with a new team leader, Dino. We have a great director of agent services, assistant team leader. We have everyone working together, our MCA, in a very cohesive unit. And I think I draw from the other productivity coaches, and you, of course, in our weekly calls, our training, our monthly meetings, also well planned and executed with tremendous content. So I thank you for that.
We have a wonderful team. I'm just so happy with how our team has grown. With the 9 offices, with the 9 productivity coaches, every week we have wonderful, high-minded, productive call. It's 30 minutes, but there's just a lot of great strategies that are being shared. And then, of course, our one-on-ones that we get to do. So it's just a pleasure working with everyone with the vision that I've had, supporting new agents and emerging agents coming in to build their business in a way that would really be sustainable regardless and would be financially, obviously, a big success. Yeah. As we wrap up, Jen, is there something, are there other things that you want to share with our viewers, what they need to consider as they're getting started, and or if they're stuck, what they need to do?
Getting involved, and not just in coaching, but you know, trying not to just figure out everything on your own. Look to more seasoned agents. You know, they don't have to be, you know, the top producers. Just coming into the office and seeing, you know, you see a lot of the same faces, and they're there for a reason, and everybody tries to feed off of each other. So getting involved with other agents, getting involved with coaching, getting involved just in the culture of the office, and taking every opportunity and using it. That's not saying that you have to go to every single training that's offered. Mm-hmm. It's picking and choosing what and knowing what you need and what you need to grow your business, and having a team leader that's just so excited and so very much involved. You know, having Dino, it's a young, fresh face, and you know, he's seen a tremendous amount of success in his own business, and I think having somebody like him is very important for new agents and young agents to see that if you put yourself into it and you use all of the tools that you have, that you know, that could be you.
That's right. Yeah.
And it really helps the success of the office as a whole.
Wonderful. So there's get out there and network, and don't be afraid to talk to the top agents, and don't be afraid to engage with your manager, team leader, whoever it is that's running the office, and let them know what your goals are, right?
Right. Yeah. Share those goals, and they will help you reach those goals.
Wonderful. And what's next for you for this year coming up?
For me, it's again to just continue to double my business. And so far in my, you know, full years, my 2 full years of production, I've been able to do that exactly. And so that's the plan, is just to use the new resources that I have, given the opportunity to be on the ALC. The agent leadership has been just a tremendous honor for me, and seeing the faces that I get to work with and the wealth of knowledge that they can give to me, I'm looking forward to that, to build my business to the next level. And like Val said, take more risks, and you know, because it can be a little scary, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone. And but I know that that's what I need to do, and so that's also part of my goal, is to, you know, not just double my business this year, but to do things that I wouldn't normally do, and get out of that zone and just jump right in.
I believe that doubling your business is going to be an absolute easy thing for you this year, in just gauging your attitude and how you show up with a lot of the things that's happening. So I'm going to be really rooting for your success
this year. Positive mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And Valerie, again, you know, some last comments as we wrap up our show today for any of our listeners.
Well, Jen talked about doubling her business.
Yes.
It's also my plan to double the business of the coaching group.
Absolutely.
So, wish me luck.
We're going to have luck, and then we're also going to have a lot of different strategies in action.
Yes, we are.
So, double it is going to be our theme, and I want to thank both of you for sharing some wonderful things that I was able to hear, and I hope the listeners also got some really, really good tips, specifically on using your strengths, being able to tap into your database, and really creating some really great core advocates, and definitely taking risks.
Right.
And being very responsive. So those are just some of the things that I kind of made some mental notes on. And I want to thank both of you for taking the time for out of your busy days, because I know it sounds like you're very, very disciplined with what you do with your time. Right. And I definitely appreciate you taking this time. And Valerie, you've got so much on your plate with what's coming up. So thank you both very much
thank
for
you.
Being
thank
here. And for our listeners today, I hope you also took a lot of notes. Typically, when I'm learning and listening, I like to write down a lot of things. I've made some mental notes on that. I hope that you do continue to get a lot of value from what's being shared by our Rising Stars and our productivity coaches on the path. And I certainly look forward to sharing some other great strategies on our next series.